As promised, our congressman is here in the studio with us. Congressman Ralph Norman represents the 5th Congressional District here in South Carolina in Washington, D.C. He's about to head to Washington, D.C. as soon as he finishes this interview. And we're going to run down a list of things and topics with our congressman. And good morning to you, Congressman Ralph Norman.
Lucas, Ashley, glad to be with you.
Good morning.
Let's start with the story of Frank Walker from right here in Rock Hill.
Frank Walker is a true hero. He from Rock Hill. His father was, a B-12 bomber pilot. Frank ran a successful electrical company. Most unassuming guy that I have ever met. I found out about his exploits when, I forget who brought me the information. Two people brought me the information when he was at Rotary back 30 years ago. Bottom line, what he did on July 11th, 1972, where he rescued, flew a Loach when no one else would. They came back in Vietnam. They came back to say that it was too dangerous. He took off, dead of night, rescued five airmen and one Marine, Vietnamese Marine. And Frank will tell you the odds of him being successful were slim and none. Mm. But he defied it. He gives credit to God and his extremely good vision being in the 20s that he, at the time, were in. For his services, he should have had the Medal of Honor, but he got the Distinguished Service Award, which is a second under the Medal of Honor. They're only in the history, and I think it was 1918 is when Congress approved this honor. There's only been 13,420 people that have received it in over 100 years. So Frank Walker's a true hero. They get this, Lucas. They named a range in Fort Jackson after him. And it's been that way for 18, 20 years. And the Biden administration took his name off the building. And they had a ceremony. Charles Cabinets brought me I couldn't go because I was in Washington, D.C., but took Frank Walker's name off. How it happened, I don't know. But they had a ceremony. They put it back up, as they rightfully should. Frank was really moved. And I called Pete Hegstead, the Secretary of Defense, and said, Secretary, you need to read up on what Frank Walker did for the American people over 53 years ago. He did a short podcast congratulating what Frank Walker, Lieutenant Colonel Frank Walker did, and the rest is history.
So his name is back on the building there at Fort Jackson in Columbia, South Carolina.
Correct.
Wow.
Wow.
My goodness. All right, let's move right along. Let's take a look at tariffs and the stock market. What are we missing out on? Where is the facts in between the other noise that we're hearing?
Well, the facts are, Lucas, that the President Trump, he took over a country that was in shambles. The last 4 years, I will tell you, been miserable serving under Joe Biden. He was missing in action, and even when he was there, which I don't know when that was because mentally he was impaired, but the fact that President Trump took over, the other countries are taking advantage of us. He wants reciprocal trade. Why should they put tariffs on our products and ours coming in not have them? China being the lead culprit. He wants to bring manufacturing back. Since he's been president, 100 days, he's brought 254,000 manufacturing jobs back. And it's going to do more. Now, is it going to be pain? Yes. I can't tell you the contractors who have called me we buy a lot of our lumber from Canada. Canada he's got the tariffs on Canada now, I think 20+%. China on their goods have got 52% to 54%. And it's hurting a lot of industries. But I do think it's like a cancer cure in this country. You can't cure cancer with aspirin. And President Trump is having to, as you would, put the chemotherapy to it. I think it will be short-lived. I've been getting calls. I was on the phone till midnight last night with companies that, particularly those companies who make depend on China for a lot of their products that they can't get other places. Yarn, Parkdale Mills, Hamrick Mills. There's been some concessions made, but this president's not going to let this country go into a recession. And I think he will negotiate the tariffs with the countries, but they're going to have to come to us. As you saw with Zelensky, it's a new sheriff in town. And Trump handles, he understands leverage. He's a business guy. He's not somebody that is a hothouse plant that's never been successful in business. So, I think it's going to be short-lived, but the pain's going to be there. And is it a month? Is it 2 months? I don't really know. But the country is better off with tariffs. The country is better off with manufacturing here. And we cannot continue to be dependent on China. Stock market, it fluctuates up and down. Equities go up and down. And we're going to have that. There's nothing new on that scene. But it's going to be it's going to be rough for the next couple of weeks. The media just needs to understand it's going to be fair trade. It's going to be balanced trade. And when you have a one-way street where countries can charge us and not America reciprocate, then that's changing now.
We're getting some of the latest headlines from Congressman Ralph Norman, who serves the 5th Congressional District.
So we've heard your name being thrown around a lot for the South Carolina governor's race. Mm-hmm. I think the last I heard was there was a 60% chance that you were going to throw your hat in that ring. Where are we today on Monday, April the 7th?
Actually, here's the truth about it. Under Trump, the last 100 days have been great. We've got a good next 3.5 years with President Trump. I'm enjoying Congress now. The last 4 years, it has not been pleasant because you knew the country was on the wrong track. That's why 77 million Americans voted for Donald Trump. Now, the governor's race, a governor can do a tremendous amount of good. South Carolina has some great things going for it, meaning people are coming from all over the country. I mean, I see it in the 5th District, New York, Oregon, California. They're coming here. And I would say even more than North Carolina. And the opportunities for a governor to be to advocate for people for growth, but it's got to be good growth that'll stand the test of time. We have to drive a hard bargain for anybody coming in this state. We've got some insurance problems with joint and several liability. We've got some party issues where you have a divided party. We've got some judicial issues with liberal judges with a supermajority of Republicans in the House are putting up liberal judges. So all that to say is I'm looking at both of them. I could go either way. I will decide, it's 11 months before we file on March 1st, and I'll look at both of them. I can do some good in both. It's just a matter of where I think I've got I can accomplish the most. And, with the governor's race, you give up 8 years, as a matter of fact, if you give it up. So that's why I'm looking at it. But I may go back to Congress or run again and let the people decide.
And when will you make those decisions?
I'm talking to advisors, talking to people who are putting price estimates to run a campaign, what it's going to take. It's a job, Lucas, to get all over the state. And I will tell you, to serve Congress and do my job there, it will be a challenge. And that's one of the things that I've got to make sure, if I do the governor's race, that I can not miss a beat with serving the people of the 5th District, because that's been the greatest honor I think I've ever had.
So at the end of this year, over the next 6 months?
I'll serve in the next – I mean, I will decide in the next 30 days, if not before.
On the governor's race?
On the governor's race, yeah.
And let's get your reaction to the Hands Off Our Way of Life protests that have been taking place in this country throughout the last month or so. In fact, we had one this past weekend here in Rock Hill.
Here's the issue that I have. Peaceful protests are fine. When you take over college campuses, that's not a peaceful protest. When you take over Randolph Road like they did in Charlotte this last week, no. And you need strong law enforcement. Now, you hear we need to pass a bill, we need to do this. No, you need strong law enforcement. And to take over a public street like they did in Charlotte, and in Rock Hill, I heard it wasn't to that extent. Mm-hmm. But they got to have consequences. That's what Sheriff Breeden brings to the job. He will not put up with that. And you got to have strong leaders who will say, you've got your boundaries, here's where you can go. And if they don't, you're going to jail. Breeden will do that. And I hope the city of Rock Hill will do the same thing, because you can't let anarchy take over. And from what I've seen across the country, it's not from not passing laws, it's from a weak law enforcement that's scared of their own shadow. Mm-hmm.
Well, those are just some of the headlines coming out of Washington from Congressman Ralph Norman, who represents the 5th Congressional District. He will head to Washington, back to Washington on this Monday. Congressman, as always, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
My honor to be here.
Thank you.